From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump, appearing with Chinese President Xi Jinping during a joint news conference Thursday in Beijing, pressed Mr. Xi to push North Korea to abandon its nuclear program.
Perhaps now more than ever, we have an opportunity to strengthen the relationship between our two countries and improve the lives of our citizens. As long as we stand together with others, if necessary, against those who threaten our civilization, that threat will never happen. It doesn't even have a chance.
Mr. Trump arrived in Beijing on Wednesday, his first visit as president to China, North Korea's closest ally. Mr. Trump is expected to call on China to expel North Korean workers from the country and otherwise eliminate some of its other dealings with Pyongyang. The talks between the two leaders also deal with trade, a touchy subject since Mr. Trump has long complained about the trade deficit between China and the United States. Meanwhile, back in the United States, President Trump suffered the sharpest political setback of his presidency Tuesday when Democrats swept to easy victories in governor races in Virginia and New Jersey. Democrats were ecstatic with the sweep of two gubernatorial races and excited by a turnout that could have major implications for next year's congressional midterm elections. That's when all 435 House seats and one-third of the Senate will be on the ballot. Democrats are pointing to polls in both Virginia and New Jersey that showed anger at Mr. Trump was a major factor in stimulating Democrats to get to the polls. In Washington, this is VOA News.